Karim, the president said the Israelis killed the second-tier pragmatist types that he had thought he might be able to go and negotiate with. In recent days, the name that has emerged is the parliament speaker, Ghalibaf. What do we know about him? Is he someone you can make a deal with?
Ghalibaf is, importantly, a former senior Revolutionary Guard commander and a close advisor to Mojtaba Khamenei. Under different circumstances, he is someone who aspires to be Iran's modern strongman leader. I've actually met him in the World Economic Forum in Davos. Just the fact that he shows up in Davos shows you a little bit about his worldview. But under the current circumstances, no one in that Iranian system is capable of changing the longtime ideology of antipathy toward America and toward Israel, even if they wanted to.
Explain that, if you would, because what we hear from the White House and from Israel is that pressure will break them. You're saying they're unbreakable?
At the moment, and this could change in the future, but we haven't seen any cracks in the regime's resolve. We haven't seen any cracks in the cohesion of its security forces. And given the fact that so many of its top officials, including the supreme leader, have been killed, it's a regime which is not prepared to compromise or change its ideology. They actually believe that antipathy towards America is part of their identity. And if you capitulate on that, it actually doesn't prolong your shelf life. It actually could hasten your death.